This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump cut short his second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un with no new agreement signed. VOA Steve Herman.
The table had been set for a celebratory lunch and a ceremony prepared for Trump and Kim to sign agreements. But both events were hastily canceled just before noon on Thursday, bringing a premature end to their second summit. Trump told a news conference Kim wanted all sanctions against North Korea lifted in exchange for a partial dismantling of its nuclear program. But that was not sufficient.
I could have signed an agreement today, and then you people would have said, oh, what a terrible deal, what a terrible thing he did. Now you have to be prepared to walk.
Asked whether he is willing to try again at a third summit, Trump replied, no such meeting is planned, but he is hopeful. An agreement can be reached eventually. Steve Herman, VOA News, Hanoi.
There are conflicting accounts over the fate of the Islamic State terror group's self-proclaimed caliphate, comparing the account of President Trump to that of U.S.-backed forces on the ground in Syria. President Trump tweeted that we just took over, kept hearing it was 90%, 92%, the caliphate in Syria, now it's 100%. The comments, which barely caused a stir among the troops in attendance, quickly drew a sharp rebuke on Twitter from the YPG spokesman. A spokesman for YPG, a Kurdish militia that makes up a large part of the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, predicted that the fight would not end for at least a week. Prosecutors are preparing charges over about $1.3 billion. Shalini already is facing a trial in Milan over the issue. Dutch prosecutors have prepared the criminal charges against the Royal Dutch Shell. It's a $1.3 billion acquisition of a Nigerian offshore oil field. This is VOA News. Israel's Attorney General has announced Thursday his intention to indict Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on multiple corruption charges. It's development that could end his political career. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA.
After 2 years of investigations, Israel's attorney general recommended that the prime minister be charged with bribery in one case and breach of trust in two others, subject to a hearing. Netanyahu hit back hard at the attorney general and what he called the leftist media, accusing them of trying to make sure he loses the upcoming election. He said that he is 4,000% sure that all of the accusations against him will be proved false and that he will continue to be prime minister for many years to come. The attorney general's recommendation for indictment comes 39 days before Israel's election and could swing support away from Netanyahu and his Likud party. Linda Gradstein, for VOA News, Jerusalem.
President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, who was interviewed for more than 7 hours behind closed doors before the House Intelligence Committee, will be returning to Capitol Hill on March 6th next week to finish testifying. The committee's chairman, Democrat Adam Schiff of California, made the announcement after Thursday's testimony.
He was fully cooperative and answered all of our questions and this has obviously been an excruciating time for him.
The developments come on the heels of public testimony the day before, from which Cohen called his former boss, Mr. Trump, a racist, a con man, and a cheat. Trump responded saying that Cohen was incorrect and that he lied a lot. Trump also reiterated his repeated defense that his presidential campaign did not collude with Russia. Pakistan will return a captured pilot as a peace gesture to India. The Prime Minister Imran Khan said Thursday amid efforts by the United States to defuse a crisis between the two nuclear powers a day after both downed enemy jets. Reuters' Megan Revel.
Thursday's announcement comes as the United States tries to defuse an escalating crisis between the two nuclear powers.
So we've been in the middle trying to help them both out.
The captured pilot has been identified as Wing Commander Abhinandan. He has become the face of an escalation that saw Pakistan down two Indian fighter jets in the contested Kashmir region. That came a day after Indian warplanes struck suspected militants inside Pakistan. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi told a rally of supporters on Thursday they would unite against their enemies.
India will fight as one.
World powers have urged restraint following the tit-for-tat airstrikes.
That's Reuters' Megan Revel reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.